You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This was a massive story that came out yesterday that Oregon State fans have been reacting to over the last 16 or so hours. Of you read it and you're like, wait, what? Does this happen for anybody else? How I'm donating money to the university, and how much is going to the players? There are so many questions. And Oregon State, to my knowledge, now maybe if you guys seen it, I don't think that they've reacted to it yet.
I've been told that local scribes have reached out, and they were told that the numbers in this story were incorrect. And then the author, who we're
came
about to
receipts.
Welcome on, came out and said, here's the documents, yeah. Because I did a public records request.
So, by the way, a quick tip of the cap to Sportico, who had the news on the Blazer sale first. Remember, we broke that on the show, and we're like, Sportico's reporting that the Blazers got a new owner. And then they were the ones with this report yesterday. Joining us now is the author behind it, Daniel Libet, at Daniel Libet on Twitter, is where you can follow him. He's uncovering stories, as we mentioned, for Sportico. So, Daniel, good morning to you, man. Thanks for the time in Portland. Reading through this yesterday, I want to start, for people who haven't read the story, just kind of an overview of what you haven't uncovered, what the numbers look like, and what this means for Oregon State Athletics.
Well, thanks for having me on. Yeah, we've been doing a lot of Portland and Oregon news coverage of late. So I wrote a story yesterday about a new deal between Oregon State University and a company called Blueprint Sports. Blueprint Sports has been around for about 5 years. It started initially as a kind of NIL collective operator. It would partner or be hired by NIL collectives around the country to help do their back-end stuff, basically, effectively to run them. It began acquiring some collectives. I have been following this company for years now. I found them to be kind of a case study in many ways for the evolving points of controversy in this new athlete pay era on a whole host of fronts that we can or cannot get into. But in any event, once the House NCAA settlement was reached and effectively schools began to quickly internalize all of their athlete pay operations or many of those athlete pay operations, companies like Blueprint, which served on the margins of athletic departments, are now trying to find new ways to work directly with universities. They're no longer precluded. And so I got, through a public records request, as you noted, I got a contract, the contract between Oregon State, which really didn't have, as a school, any existing relationship with Blueprint, although there was a key athletic department employee who did. Brent Blaylock, who used to work at the University of Arizona as an athletic administrator and who is currently OSU's athletics chief operating officer, goes back. He's the point of connection between Blueprint and the university. And so, yeah, this is a new kind of deal. It's not going to be a unique kind of deal. A similar deal was reached between Blueprint and Maryland. Blueprint's negotiating with a bunch of other universities around the country, and probably will sign quite a few of them to similar deals, but it's a deal that looks a lot like a multimedia rights deal, the kind of deal that would be signed between a Learfield and a university athletics department, insofar as it includes a revenue share split related to NIL proceeds. And I think that is what has gotten people very agitated at least from what was reported out in the story.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned you've been following Blueprint for a while here, and I know you gave us a little bit of detail there. What have you learned about Blueprint, the company?
Yeah, it's an interesting company. So it was co-founded by a guy named Rob Sein, who used to be a Learfield IMG executive, and his partner, Cisco Aguilar, who, of all things, is the current Secretary of State for Nevada. Francisco Aguilar was a former University of Arizona graduate and law school graduate, and it was sort of his idea. He previously was a general counsel for Andre Agassi's philanthropic organization, which actually seeded money to the company. Blueprint was one of its early investors. And it started out with the interest was to become another kind of NIL marketplace, like an Open Doors or an influencer. But then some UNLV boosters had approached Cisco Aguilar early on and said, you know, we really could use some help for running this collective. And so that's where it started. It started with a UNLV collective, and then it moved over and started working with a University of Arizona men's basketball NIL collective. And that's where the connection between Brent Blaylock and Blueprint came on board. One of the things about it that no longer is part of its offerings, but was a source of interest for me, and I wrote several stories about it, for a period of time, all the NIL collectives that it worked with were for-profit NIL collectives. However, it had created or facilitated a nonprofit organization called the BPS Foundation, which allowed donors to donate through the nonprofit to for-profit collectives and get a tax deduction. Kind of a loophole that they were exploiting at a period of time. And so I talked to a bunch of nonprofit experts who said that this was at best a gray area, if not problematic, in terms of the way in which the charitable deductions were being claimed. Blueprint shuttered, or the BPS Foundation shuttered at the end of last year. And again, you know, now, you know, people can donate directly to universities. That mechanism is no longer necessary. But that was a point of controversy that I tracked for a couple of years.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Interesting. We're talking with Daniel Libet. He's an investigative reporter for Sportico. Had the piece on Oregon State and their partnership with Blueprint Sports that you can find on their website, sportico.com. You can also find it on his Twitter, at Daniel Libet is where you can go follow him. I guess the first question I had reading through this and then hearing you kind of explain it is they had a collective. They set one up, the Damnation Collective, that they were running, and then they sold it to Blueprint Sports. And it... Is there more to it than just simply you know, what is the benefit for Oregon State here, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at. Because when you read through it, there's a certain amount of money that almost half of every dollar goes towards Blueprint Sports instead of going towards the athletes. But I'd imagine there's a sell of you can make more money if you work with us. Like, how does Oregon State Athletics benefit from this partnership? And is there less money going to athletes because of it?
Well, presumably there is, but yeah, that would be the selling point. That would be arguably what the university would say is, you know, yes, we will have to split revenue with this third party, but there's going to be more revenue because this third party will help generate it. It's the same argument that schools have made for partnering with multimedia rights companies. You know, it's the formula of the revenue share it more or less mimics that. The difference here is we're talking about NIL money, and the real difference here, and this is something that everybody needs to keep in their mind as they kind of parse these different kinds of arrangements, is that, you know, there's this underlying big lie we are still grappling with, which is that NIL money has anything to do with NIL and is not pay for play. And as long as we're all going to collectively, to use the pun, buy into that notion, there are these strange relationships that seem at odds, and this is probably one of them. It's not unique. There is other third parties that are doing this. Schools love, athletics especially, university athletic departments love outsourcing their operations to third parties. This has been historic over the last 40 years, and here's just one more example. So yes, I mean, there's no question that this could be problematic, and it ultimately might be deleterious. It might not be a good relationship at the end of the day, and it's worth scrutinizing, but it is not unique from a athletic department standpoint. The only unique thing is that this is money that conceivably is being generated and owed to athletes. The interesting thing in the contract that I also noted in the story is there's a line or a clause that no athlete should bear any detriment, I'm sort of paraphrasing here, basically bear any costs related to this arrangement. But of course, you know, money is fungible. So if there's less money to give to athletes, then conceivably they are bearing costs of this relationship. But, you know, the school, again, would argue there's already a bigger pie because of Blueprint.
Did you reach out to the university for a comment for this story? Did they get back to you?
No, I that was actually a failure of mine in the reporting. I did I did not reach out to the university for that, and it definitely warrants having somebody, reporters, reach out to the school for them.
Well, I know people
for
that
information.
Yeah, I know people are trying, and they're not getting a lot of response right now. We'll have to wait and see on that one. I am curious though, just from a numbers standpoint, because it's just, and you have the records request. You put it out there yesterday to back up in case anybody was questioning your reporting on this, which I love that bit of it, but I think it's just a breakdown. You use it. I'll just read a blurb from this. The company gets to keep 75% of net direct revenue between the baseline target and $1.15 million and 50% of net direct revenue above $1.15 million. In addition, Blueprint entitled to a contract administration fee of 1.25% of all NIL compensation. And I think where the fan base is pissed off is not knowing really anything about this. I'm curious if in following Blueprint and knowing that there's other universities, you mentioned Maryland in this story, is using Blueprint. The percentage break off, this is pretty normal by what you've seen, or is this seem like a little bit of, why would you agree to that high of a percentage breakdown with them?
Yeah, that's a great question. So Blueprint told me, I don't have Maryland's contract. I actually FOIA'd it after the fact, so I'm waiting for that. But so I don't know. I'm relying on what Blueprint told me, which was this is a similar setup, although the numbers would be slightly different from school to school. So yeah, I'm immensely interested to see once, you know, enough of these have been signed. Whenever I get Maryland's back, I'm curious to see how that compares. Obviously we're talking about, you know, different schools, different parts of the country, different donor bases. But yes, this is supposed to be pretty representative of the kinds of deals that they're structuring. And yeah, I mean, there's terminology here. It seems to me, I'm not a lawyer, it seems to me that this really swallows up almost all of the NIL activity. Mm-hmm. I mean, if athletes are doing deals with companies totally separate without using any of the university's marks or facilities or resources, presumably that would stand outside the agreement. But, you know, there's a lot of terminology in there that seems to capture pretty much any amount of NIL activity that's going to be generated at among Oregon State athletes. And yeah, and you know, Blueprint will get a piece of it. It's another point that I noticed people reacting on X to that required better clarity in the story is there is an upfront management fee of about $250,000 every year.
Mm-hmm.
Blueprint is going to have three dedicated staffers that will office in the athletic department at Oregon State, kind of like a multimedia rights company would have staffers there. So that money is pretty much going to pay their salary. Mm-hmm. Where Blueprint stands to make its profit, if it's able to, and it seems like it probably should, is in that revenue split that we were just referring to.
I don't know anymore, Daniel. There might not be a lot of people wanting to donate to the NIL collective now. They know the money's not all going to the athletes.
Yeah, that's a tough part.
It's an interesting thing. I mean, it's sort of a psychological thing too here, because donors are constantly donating to athletic departments unrestricted donations or contributions that are going to things like paying a coach's buyout.
Right, right.
You know, that where that might not have been what they wanted to on the front end. But there is a different character with this, with NIL money to athletes. And I could understand why fans would be, at the very least, inquisitive, if not kind of turned off by the realities of how this gets done.
Yeah, I jokingly say all the time, like, I will never donate to a university. I pay $22,680. I am done donating to a university, especially for athletes. Like, that's on them to figure that out. I'm kind of curious, though, and maybe you don't have an answer here, as you mentioned with one of your answers, you're not a lawyer. The legalities of this are very interesting to me. Like, if I'm donating money and I have no idea there's a nondescript, this is going to some random fee and there's no information about it, just legalities, I guess, of this relationship. It might be normal practices for universities to have companies like this, but when fan bases don't know about it is kind of where I wonder of the legality of all of it.
Well, and again, what distinguishes this as well, because it's NIL and not multimedia rights,
right,
is that there is this donor component.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, the word donor appears four or five times in this agreement. So it's clearly there's the idea that that money is part of it as well. People are not donating traditionally for multimedia rights, sometimes with stadium naming rights that comes into play, but yeah, that's a whole other kind of kettle of fish that, you know, is unique to this situation.
Yeah, great stuff. His name is Daniel Libet. You can go check out his reporting, sportico.com.
You could have gone can of worms there. Kettle of fish. What brought that one out?
Oh, you know, I got to mix up my cliches from time to time.
It's okay. I loved it. It's different, you know.
I'm going to start using that one on our own now. It's kind of
kettle
funny.
Of fish.
Sparked a new saying out here.
That.
I love it. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Daniel Libet, who's reporting on the relationship between Blueprint Sports and Oregon State. Interesting read that has certainly caused quite the dust up from Oregon State fans here locally. Daniel, thanks for the time, man.
Yeah, Daniel, we look forward to the Maryland documents as well. It's, boy, talk about sending a fan base over the edge. If Maryland has a better percentage breakdown than Oregon State on
not going to be happy people out here.
Not going to be happy.
I would imagine so. Thanks for having me, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.